This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. So, class, if you like the idea of not being subjected to pain, you want to make, and you live in the United States, you might want to make sure that when you renew your license, that it says on there that you are not an organ donor, because if you are, and if you are harvested, sliced and diced, you'll be sliced and diced without anesthetic. You will be awake, and you will be alive, and you will feel the pain. And there's nothing you can do about it. So, word to the wise.
Yep.
Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay, just before we get on to the next topic, I just want to shame Mark Zuckerberg for a while. Just for a few minutes. I'm sure you won't object. When I shared that, I actually shared that abortion article that I mentioned earlier on my Facebook page. If my Facebook page is still there, that is, after having shared that article, because after I shared that article, I was actually banned by Facebook from sharing any content on my Facebook page or any posts by any other, Facebook people that I knew. And that included a particular painting, which was by a man by the name of N.C. Wyeth, which was about a fellow by the name of Richard Sedley, who is a fictitious character, the main character in a book called The Black Arrow by Robert Louis Stevenson, and his lover, John Matcham, who is actually a woman who is disguised as a man. And I shared that particular drawing or painting, because it relates to the George Wilson and Bartholomew Roberts situation, where George Wilson was a female disguised as a man for the sake of her own safety. And I thought that it was very interesting that Robert Louis Stevenson used the same plot device in one of his novels. And I actually complained to Facebook. I said, how dare you? This is so offensive, that you are banning me sharing this picture of this transvestite woman disguised as a man. And I had a lot of fun doing so, because the hypocrisy is just blindingly ridiculous, But I know now that the reason why they banned me from sharing it was because I'd posted this article about abortion and about babies that are being aborted feel pain. Well, hey, I just object to little babies being ripped limb from limb, that's all.
Yeah. Yes, I agree, and I think Mark Zuckerberg has infected...
He's lost the plot.
He's infected the planet. He is the most determined peeping Tom on the planet. He's the guy that wants to know what your children think. He wants to have pictures of your children. He wants to have pictures of you. He wants I was talking with Rich Sheban this morning. He called before the broadcast. And I made the statement that I think that young people are screaming out for attention. They are lonely. They are lacking attention. They're saying, look at me, please, look at me, please. They're crying out because they're lonely. They have adopted technology. I mentioned that Marty Barrett, one of our instructors, teaches biology. She has about 70 students in her class. And it's a long class. It's at the college level. And they take a break, you know, a restroom break during the class. And she says the minute that the students are on break, the first thing they do is go to their cell phone.
Yeah.
They don't turn to the person next to them, to the left or the right. They pick up that stupid phone. And that kind of shows you where we are. She mentioned that she has a friend who is a little older than she is, and every once in a while they go to lunch together. And she said this on the air. They went to lunch together, and they sit at the table at the restaurant, and the friend brings out the cell phone. So I just got to check a few things for work. Really? It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's absolute nonsense.
Why not just wait half an hour and just have a cup of tea and a lunch with somebody?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So I won't do it. Class, you may not believe this or not, but I can go all the way to the post office and back, and I've been doing it for years without having a cell phone. I can go all the way to the big city and back without having a cell phone. But what I do is I will tell our family. I'll say, okay, Mrs. Finelli and I are going to...
What time you're expected back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's how we're going. Here's the route we're going to take. Here's the roads we're going to take on the way there. We're going to make this stop first, second this stop, third this stop, fourth this stop. And then we're going to come back on this path, and we should be back by 7 p.m. or whatever the hour is. So you don't have to start worrying until like 7:30. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And because we know how long... Yes.
That's been the policy at our place forever. That was when I was a little girl, when I was a teenager growing up, that was what my mum insisted, that she said, listen, your dad and I, we need to know where you are, and we need to know when you're going to be back. It's not because we're interfering, but it's just if something goes wrong, we have to know where to look for you. And I would go out fishing sometimes, as a 14, 15, 16-year-old in various rivers. But I would say, oh, Mum, I'm going fishing tomorrow morning. And she'd say, that's fine. What river are you going to? What stream are you going to? And I'd say, oh, I'm going to this stream mouth, or I'm going up to this bend in this river. And she'd say, yeah, fine, that's good. Okay, we'll have fun. And we'll see you back tomorrow afternoon, shall we? And I'd go, yep, that's good. And I would ride my bicycle in the dark to that fishing location, but it was okay because they knew where I was and they knew what time I would be back. But if I hadn't shown up, they would have raised alarm bells.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something that... Mrs. Finelli and I have done. We have several children, and there's a curfew at our house, and it doesn't matter. We have our boys here. One is over 30. One is in his upper 20s, and they've never been married. They've had girlfriends, and it doesn't always work out. And so I'm delighted to have them home. But as long as we've had children, there has been a curfew. And I've explained to our children, I don't care what your friend's curfew is or what time their parents do or don't want them home. My rule is 11 o'clock, because nothing good happens after midnight. And the other thing is, you know, it's not fair for mom and dad to have to stay up late wondering if you're okay. And being
well,
a parent, it's not fair. So the rule is 11 o'clock. That's it. Now, you don't have to live here. You know, if you choose to live someplace else, okay, I understand. But as long as I'm in charge, 11 o'clock is the curfew because it's not fair. And they understand. They understand
yeah.
It's not fair to keep mom and dad up.
And it's for their own safety.
Right.
You know? And if they have to be somewhere mm-hmm. where they caught out overnight somewhere, which happens sometimes, then they mm-hmm. give you a call on the telephone. Mm-hmm. They say, listen, it's like this. I ran out of fuel. You know, that it was silly, but I did. And I booked mm-hmm. a motel for the night. This is the name of the motel. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or, you know, that's it. But as long as you know that they are safe, and, you know, they'll probably feel like an idiot for, you know, whatever it is that happened, because probably it was avoidable in hindsight. But, I mean, sometimes things just happen. You get mechanical breakdowns and, you know, they can't get a tow truck driver because it's late or whatever, or the tow truck driver's sick or, you know, I don't know. Any one of a million things could happen. But this is it. You know, as long as people know that there's people on this earth who care about you, and as long as they know where you are and when you're likely to be back, and then if you're not, then they know to, you know, maybe come looking for you. And this is it. And with my son, if I go out for a horse ride, I say, listen, this is where I'm going. This is the route that I plan to take. And this is what time I'm expected back. This is what time I'm expecting to be back. But, you know, if I'm delayed, then, you know, that we can be delayed sometimes. But, you know, this is the route that I'm taking. And do you know something? Sometimes I have been delayed because, you know, maybe the horse gets tired and he decides he's going to go into limp mode. I mean, not literally limp, but he's decided that he's going to walk. I had a horse like that once, you know. He would go at a good pace, and then when he decided that he'd had enough, he'd start walking. And it didn't matter how much you spurred him on, he wouldn't go beyond a walk. And my son knew about
the
horse.
Your horse sounds like USA instructor. Your horse sounds like USA prepares instructor material. Doesn't take direction very well.
Yeah, he died a while back. He got his leg caught in a fence. And, you know, we had to put him down. But he was a very nice horse. He was very reliable. And I really liked him. But when he decided that he'd had enough, he would walk home. And but my son knew this horse. He knew that that's what this horse was like. He'd done it many, many, many times before. But, you know, he wouldn't worry because he knew the route that I was taking. And sometimes I would see him riding up the road along the route in the opposite direction. And he would see me walking along with the horse. And he'd say, he's decided to walk home, hasn't he? And I'd say, yeah, he's decided to walk home.
When we come back, let's talk about evacuation from an apartment after a water
leak. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, you sent me a link to an article, and the headline is, and this is from The Age. It says, quote, hundreds evacuated from a central business district apartment building after a water leak. It goes on to say hundreds of people were unable to return to their homes after a 27-story apartment building in Melbourne's, that's Australia, central business district lost power and was evacuated on Sunday due to a water leak. Residents at the high-rise Liberty Tower, located on the corner of Collins and Spencer Streets, were told on Sunday night that they had to leave after the leak was discovered in the basement. Police attended the building in order to assist with the evacuation after it was declared temporarily uninhabitable by the City of Melbourne Council. The council's municipal building surveyor issued an emergency order at about 11 p.m. after the basement flooded and damaged the electrical system. The entire building suffered a power outage. Residents say that lights, heating, elevators stopped working prior to the evacuation, and contractors will try to rectify the issue over the next 2 days, with the council estimating it will likely take 3 days for the building to be declared safe to occupy due to the extent of the damage. So what happened is these people at 11 o'clock at night were thrown out of their apartments. 27 stories, everybody out.
Yeah. That's right.
Share a little bit more about that, please, what your thoughts are.
Okay. Now, what's not obvious in that article, but what I can tell you from my knowledge of Melbourne, because I lived there for about 10 years, is that that particular apartment building is directly opposite Melbourne's largest railway station, which is Spencer Street Station. I'm sure it's called something else now. I think it's called Southern Cross Station. But, you know, when I was there, it was Spencer Street Station. And so that particular apartment building would have been experiencing constant vibration from coming and going of both electric and diesel locomotives. It's the largest railway station in the state. And, you know, to have an apartment building, water systems, electrical systems, and such like, and even just people living there. I couldn't imagine living next to the largest railway station in the state. Could you, Vincent?
No, and it's worse than that. Okay, a class, we have an instructor. Let me just shed a little bit of light and an exclamation point to what Gwyneth is saying. One of our instructors drills wells, water wells, for a living. He's the CEO of a company that drills wells in the Springfield area. He was on the radio with me one day, and he said he was talking about this, the effect of traffic, 18-wheelers thumping down the road, this little, you know, dip in the road or this little pothole, boom, 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 all day, all night long. And what that does is it loosens the soil right around the well casing of a private well. So then the next time you have flooding, what happens is the water from the flooding goes right down the side of the well between the ground and the well casing and contaminates the well. So you're absolutely right. And people aren't thinking that these little potholes can be devastating for the area around them. And a pothole is nothing compared to a gap in a railroad track, which is thump, 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 thump for 100 cars long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And this particular railway station is also a freight center. So they have statewide diesel trains, locomotives, that is, and they have interstate locomotives, and they also have suburban locomotives, which are electric locomotives, all go through this railway station, and it's also the nexus where all of the underground railway stations, okay, it's the last railway station before all the trains go underground to go through the city loop. And I wouldn't be surprised to find that Collins Street railway, that Collins Street apartment building, was built directly on top of a fault line that ran directly below the railway station.
Right. Hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought.
All of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC networks. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually, be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. And this is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox. Oh, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
Today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, I believe you mentioned that... You think that there's a fault line where this apartment building is, and right adjacent to a railroad station, and that constant thumping, the shock waves going through the ground, could be causing more problems. And I'd like to share with you another short story. So Indiana University's main library is sinking into the ground. It's sinking about 1 inch every year because of stupidity. And what happened was the architect failed to take into consideration that the library building would have books in it. So when they added the weight of the books to the weight of the building, the excess load downward, the downward force of the weight of this building is causing the building to sink 1 inch per year. Now, that's not the only university library. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are other universities that have the same exact problem. How is that possible? Because of complacency, because of carelessness, because of greed. You put all that together, and there you have it. But I think this case was just stupidity. And concrete's really strong. If it is formulated correctly. If you add too much water, concrete becomes weaker. If it's curing and it takes about a month minimum for concrete to cure or set or harden, literally it takes a month. If the weather is too cold, the concrete doesn't cure properly. If it's too hot and the water evaporates too quickly, the concrete is not as strong. So as some advice to, here's what I do. You might want to read up on it before you embark on this kind of a strategy. So when we were pouring our foundation the footing for our house, I watered it every night so that it would not dry out too quickly. Okay? That's after it's set. Okay, I didn't add water to the mix. You don't want to do that because that would make the concrete weaker. And I wet the walls many times throughout the day as they were curing so that they would be stronger. When we poured a concrete pad to park our cars on, I watered and watered and watered that concrete for about a month. Every day, I made sure that the sun didn't extract too much moisture too quickly. I wanted it to cure slowly. The more slowly it cures, the stronger it is. So it worked great. So I just wanted to share that with our class. And by the way, concrete is guaranteed for one thing and one thing only, and that is it will crack. So that is the guarantee that you get with concrete. And I was thinking about this building. They could have had a lot of errors, but really not thinking about the rail tracks adjacent to it, they must have lost their minds. Seriously. At least in my opinion. Gwyneth, any other comments?
Okay. I just wanted to... I sent you another link there as well, which mentioned that this is not an isolated problem, that it's likely that this is a deeply systemic problem, that there was another apartment building in Sydney that was actually built in... the late 1990s to be opened in 2000 to be accommodation for the Olympic athletes for the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And it's had to be evacuated. Last week, it had to be evacuated. So within 1 week, you've had two major, major apartment complexes that housed hundreds and hundreds of people have been evacuated. And then there's a third apartment complex that has also had to be evacuated about 6 months ago because the building quite literally began falling apart around the ears of the residents. And, you know, some of these apartments in this third apartment building were initially sold for $2 million. This was supposed to be a high-end development, and it's likely that these apartment buildings are falling apart due to shoddy workmanship And in the articles, it actually says, well, the problem is, and I kid you not, Vincent, this is going to hit one of your hot buttons right here, okay? And I kid you not, this is actually what the article says. They said, the problem is that the warranty expired on the building. Can you believe that? It had
actually
a 6-year warranty on the building. And because the warranty expired, the building is now falling apart.
Actually, I can believe that, and I'll tell you why. We bought a house in Virginia, a farmhouse. It was built by the guy in the county that built it. It was his own residence, and it was on a really nicely manicured farm. It's a well-appointed house, and the siding was called LAP, L-A-P, siding, made by a company called Masonite. Masonite is that pegboard company. Well, after we bought the house a couple years later, I noticed that I could put my finger through the siding. Now, it looked beautiful, but what happened is moisture would get into this pressed composite board siding, and it would disintegrate. And the skin of the paint on the outside made it look like the siding was there. But I could literally press it in, press with my finger, and it was mush behind the paint.
Oh,
and I was livid. I was absolutely livid because we had a building, an outbuilding, and our house was all made of this Masonite. So I called the factory, the corporate headquarters of Masonite, and I talked with their CEO, and I said, what gives? This stuff is falling apart. He said, you must be the only one. I said, well, actually, I'm not. The whole town is built with this substandard material, and the whole town is falling apart, and I want you to cover the cost of fixing it. And he gave me a hard time, and I said, no problem. I'll just get together with our neighbors, and we're going to sue you because it's doing it to all of us. And I said, so tell me about this. How long is this stuff supposed to last? He said, well, it's 25-year siding. Now, this is not vinyl siding. This is not aluminum siding. This is a board that is nailed in place. And I said, hold it. Do you sell this siding as temporary house siding? Is that what you guys do? 25 years? Because I can't think of anybody who would build a house and put siding on the house knowing that it will be shot in 25 years. Nobody would do that. Nobody in their right mind. That's like one generation. One generation siding. Well, they pulled it off the market. They got a class action suit. It almost took down the Masonite company.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I've seen it. It is junk siding. It looks beautiful. It really does. When it's new, it is outstanding looking. Beaded siding is what it was called. But it was absolute junk. Now, what can you replace that with? Well, there's another product which I think is pretty good, and it's made by a company called Hardy, and they have what's called Hardy Plank. Now, it is a concrete board. It looks like that Masonite siding, but it's a concrete board, and it is heavier. It is more durable, but it's hard to put on because when you go to saw the ends of that and make it, you know, fit those boards, you will go through saw blades like crazy because you're sawing through concrete. But it's pretty cool stuff. And I used it here in Missouri. And we built a freestanding three-car garage. And Mrs. Finelli and our boys installed the siding on that. And we used that Hardy Plank. And it's great. It holds paint better. It's better than wood. It's better than wood siding because wood siding expands, contracts, and the paint falls off it. But the Hardy Plank, it doesn't. So the paint adheres to it. It's way, way, way better. But way harder to put on. So and it's hard to nail. So literally what we did...
Yeah? That Hardy Plank stuff, okay? I have to put a caveat in here. Years and years and years ago, they don't do this anymore, but years ago it was actually made with asbestos. If you old hardy plank, that's a real concern. But these days, instead of using asbestos fiber, they use fiberglass fiber to bond with the concrete to actually hold it all together. If you are drilling through that, you have to make sure that you have a P2 mask, because if you inhale fiberglass fibers, they can be almost as damaging to your lungs as what asbestos fibers can be. And this is something that is being way underreported in the building industry. If you are fixing hardy plank panels to the side of your house, you must wear a P2 filter when you are doing your drilling. Okay.
And that's what we did. That's exactly what we did. We made sure the wind, we'd set up the table saw so that the or the radial arm saw in a position where the wind would blow the dust away from us. We all wore eye protection. We wore respirators, and it's not easy to install that stuff. As a matter of fact, you have to drill holes. Yes. And we screwed it onto the garage, literally drilled the holes, the blind holes, and we went through, 30, 40 drill bits. I'm talking about top-of-the-line drill bits, because they'd only last for, maybe three or four boards, and the drill bits would be dull. It's that hard to do. It really is. So keep that in mind, class, and Gwyneth is absolutely right. It's dangerous to do it. The dust is dangerous. And it's not just the dust of that. If you are working with pressure-treated lumber, which used to be dipped in an arsenic solution, a greenish solution, the dust, the wood dust containing arsenic is poisonous.
It also
and
has copper and chromium in it, too. It's copper, chromium,
yes, CCA.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's another material that's used. So if you are handling any of those materials, pressure-treated boards, you must wear protective gloves. You must, if you cut it, wear protective respiratory devices. And you must wear eye protection to protect that from getting your eyes on your skin. And you got to wash off early and often. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Cut off onto a tangent, but I think it's important, class, that that you know about this. That pressure-treated lumber that's kind of a greenish color typically contains chemicals that if insects try to eat it or microorganisms try to consume the wood, they get one bite and die. And some of that wood is called CCA-treated wood. And it's prohibited to be manufactured for most implementations. So it's chromated copper arsenate. So it's got chromium, copper, and arsenic in it. And it's illegal to use that in the United States except for a few purposes. It can be used for agricultural purposes or construction that would be for permanent wood foundations. Now, agriculture. Here's what's done. And you're not going to believe this. Fence posts. That's one thing.
Cattle yards.
Cattle yards. Yeah. Vineyards. Yes, vineyards. So what happens is farmers who are planting a vineyard may use these pressure-treated CCA posts in the vineyard, and right next to the post is where they plant the grapevines. So the copper, the chromium, and the arsenic leach out of the posts into the ground and is taken up by the vines, the roots of the vines. And you get to drink it in your wine or your grape juice or your jelly or your jam. That's the absolute truth.
Yep.
So, yeah. And can you burn it? No.
No.
You shouldn't burn pressure. So if you've got all these little pieces that...
The smoke is poisonous.
Yes.
You'll kill yourself if you burn it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do with it?
Oh, actually...
Well, so the recommendation is, well, you throw it away. Into the landfill. Into the landfill. So you can't burn it. You don't want to put it in your around your garden. You don't want to make a raised bed out of it because the arsenic can leach into your soil.
Vegetable.
And then you get to eat it, right? So it's a real problem. So when you think about things like, huh, why is it that that greenish-colored wood does not decay? Why? Why? Well, because it's poisonous.
That's why. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, and don't burn it. Don't put it in your fireplace. And the only acceptable disposal location is the landfill. That's the only disposable location that is viable because you can't do anything else with it. So if you need a 6-foot piece of wood and it comes in 8-foot lengths, you've got 2 feet that you've got to get rid of.
Oh, boy.
Into the landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of those chemicals that was used in all of that wood is on the ground or in the ground right now.
Yeah.
All of it.
I'll tell you what, Vincent, if people want to have a more environmentally friendly way of treating timber so that the termites and the fungus and the rot and the bacteria don't get into it, what they can do is what people used to do. Back in the day before CCA treated timber was invented, is that they used to paint the wood with sump oil. Stops the termites dead in their track. It's used motor oil.
Yes. Yeah.
In Australia, they call it sump oil because that's where it comes out of. It comes out of a sump. Okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning to plug in the bottom of your oil system on your vehicle. That's called, in Australia, it's called a sump plug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And people used to paint whatever timber that was going to be in contact with the ground, they used to paint it with used motor oil. And they used to save their used motor oil, and they used to keep it in jerry cans and such like in their sheds, you know, with painted on the outside used sump oil, and they used to keep it for that very purpose. And it worked fine. And there's many old fences, fence posts, housing, framing timbers, foundation timbers, house stumps and such like in old houses in Australia that are there for 100 years that were put in there with used motor oil in the first place, and the termites have never eaten them.
We had a mailbox post that was made out of cedar, and termites generally don't like cedar, but ants were climbing up this 4x4 post, and so I painted it with used motor oil. I mean, we live on a farm; hardly anybody goes down this road anyway. I didn't pour gallons of it; I just painted it on the wood, and that stopped those little buggers from making their home on the post. So yeah, it absolutely works. And what about creosote? Mixing creosote with sump oil.
Yeah, creosote works fine as well.
Yeah, that's the tarry, gooey stuff that you have in your wood stoves. Yeah, mix that with the motor oil. Mix that with the used motor oil. Hey, Gwyneth, your breadth of knowledge is astounding.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about
heavy metals,
PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.